Daf is Daf Mem Tes, so we got to the bottom of Mem Ches Amid Beis. We got to the last seven lines. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Chalaku Ashutvin Va'arisim. So the lacha is in the Mishnah that if the partners, they split up their property, so then they can no longer take shuas from each other. So but the Mishnah did say, though, if you are niskagel, a shua from elsewhere, if there's another reason to make a shua, so then on top of that shua, you could make a shua on something to do with their partnership. So the Gemara says now, they want to know, Ibailu mahu legalga b'dirabanan. If, let's say, the two people were chayv a shua deraisa, so then you certainly can't be megalgel that other shua that took place during their shutfis. But let's say they're only chayv a shua midirabanam, are you able to be megalgel shua on a gilgal on a shua midirabanam? So just the examples, Rashi says six lines up here, mahu legalgel shua sa'arisin shechalkai de shua derabanan. What's an example of a shua midirabanam? Could go in shua's hasis, oh, shel nishbarin v'nolin tikkanta ba'almaninu. So any shua midirabanam, can you create a Gilgal Shua? So the Gemara quotes Raya, Toshma, Lova Heimanu Erev Shvius. Let's say they borrow something on Erev Shvius. Ul Matai Shvius Nasel Ashutof O Aris. But after Shemitah comes, you know, firstly, Shemitah is going to cancel out the loan. And then Matai Shvius, they become partners now. So the loch is Ein Megalglin. You can't be Megalgal Shvua in that case. So Rashi just explains here, Ul Matai Shvius Nasel Ashutof. Ein Megalgal of Shvius Halva, Derev Shvius. Im kafar hakol. So if they, let's say the lova denies borrowing money ever, so you cannot make him take a shua, the shviyas she'avra alav shmatasa, because the loan had been cancelled out by shmitas k'safim. But the Gemara says, taima de lova heimanu erv shviyas, does the shviyas afkase, only because shmita knocks it out. But let's take a different case. Shar shnei shavua, megalgalim, but any other year of the shmita cycle, you can be megalgal shua. So even though the shua that's being taken is going to be a shua midirabanan, look at Rashi here. Hashar shnei shavu megalgalim shuas halova she'ein bahoda. We know midiraisa you only admit shua bodu miktas is deraisa. Let's say the lova denies everything; it's kofar bakol. Midiraisa there's no shua, but if midirabanan we make that kofar bakol take a shua. So Rashi says shuas halva she'ein bahoda. There's no admission. Atu shuas ashotvin. Can you add it on? Alma megalglin bidirabanan. So the halacha is that you are allowed to. If there is a halva and the guy denies everything, we would make him take a shvuas on the halva, which is midirabanan, and then we can megalgal on top of that the shvuas hashutvin. So the Gemara says so you can be megalgal ayde shvuah midirabanan. So the Gemara says. Where do we go? One second here. Again, ha, shar shnei shavua, megalglin. The Gemara says, lo tema, don't make the diak, ha, shar shnei shavua, megalglin. Don't make that inference that other years you can be megalgel, ayide shua medirbanam. Ela ema, the following diak should be made. Naselo shutaf o aris er shvius, ul matse shvius lo veheimanu. Not talking about other years of the Shemitah cycle, but the Shemitah cycle itself, that Shemitah year itself, rather. They have Erev Shvius, their partners. And then Motzai Shvius, they had do a loan. So then Megalglin, then you're allowed to be Megalgel from the Shvua Hava to the Shvuas of Shutvim. So Gemara says, what's the need to teach me that? Habehedya Katanila. That's a Mefurish Mishnah. Naselo Shutafo Aris Erev Shvius, Ul Motzai Shvius Love Manu Megalglin. So that's a pretty clear statement in the Braisa. So that can be learned also from a diak. So the fact that means, so that second diak would be incorrect, unnecessary. So the first diak is correct, that Shema Amina, Megalglin Bidirabanan Shema Amina, that a Shua Bidirabanan can create, you can add on other Shuas Ayide Gilgal. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Huna going to Daf Mem Tes now, L'chol Megalglin Chutz Mi Sachir She'ein Megalglin. Rashi explains on the top of Mem Tes, I'm an Aleph, L'chol Megalglin Ayide Kol Shvua Derabanan Megalglin. We already passed in the above, or Mem Ches, that you are able to add Gilgal Shvuas on top of a Shvua Derabanan. So Ayide, any type of Shvua Derabanan, you can create a Gilgal, except for Sachir. Why? Rashi explains, Chutz Mi Ayide Shvua Sachir She'ein Megalglin Alav Ayada Shvuas Acheres. You make the Sachir swear that you weren't paid. L'fi shehid atzma eina min hadin ela lahapis daita shel ba'al bayis. The reason why we make the sachar says I wasn't paid, ba'al bayis says he was paid, so we make the sachar take a shvua that you weren't paid. That shvua, says Rashi, we don't really need to take. We really trust the sachar. We don't trust the ba'al habayis, because the ba'al bayis's mind is so busy. We only make the sachar take a shvua just lahapis daita shel ba'al bayis, just to make him happy, but it's not a real shvua midir banan. It's a much lower level type of shvua, and that cannot generate a gilgal shvua. That's the first shita. That's the opinion of Rav Huna. Comes along now Rav Chista Amar L'chol Ein Makilin Chutz Misacher De Makilin. So very strange language way it's formulated, but Rashi explains here, L'chol Ein Makilin El Megalgin. We're not leaning to anyone. Rather, every shvua midrabanan, we're machmir in that we add on other shvuas. Once you open the floodgates, you know, once you open the gates, everything passes through. So once you take a shvua midrabanan, we're not making, we add every other shvua we could possibly add on. So that's true of everything except for Sachir, where we are Mekil, whereby we do not add on to a Gilgal Shvul onto a Sachir. Sounds like the same exact thing. My Benai, what's an Afkamina? Ikebinayu, Liftoach Lo, in order to open up. What does that mean? Liftoach Lo, Rashi explains, Liftoach Lo. Imlo Tona Toveya, Shiyogulu Alav, if the Toveya doesn't say, I want you to add on more Shvuas, so then, Yiftechulo Bezdin, Gilgal, Lamandamar, Megalglin. Bezdin themselves would be very proactive in adding on Gilgal Shvuas, even though the Tovea doesn't request it. That's according to Rav Huna. Rav Chista says, no, the Bezdin will not be Megalgal, only if the individual is Tovea. And finally, to finish off the parak, Hashvius Mishametes, we said in the Mishnah that if a person owes a Shavua, so then Shavius is Mishametes, that Shavua. If he doesn't take the Shavua prior to Shemitah, Shemitah is going to cancel and nullify the Chiyuv of Shavua. What's the basis for this? Menahani Mile, Amar of Gidal, Amar Rav, Tamar Kral, the Pasuk says, Vezedvar Hashemitah, Vafilu Dibor Mishametes. Even Dibor is Mishametes, even Dibor is going to be cancelled, nullified. What's interesting about this, I didn't get to look into this a little bit, but the Gemara does use this drasha for something else as well. Everyone remember what other drashas use from Dvar Shemitah? We also learn from here, let's say a person has an outstanding loan, and Shemitah comes and cancels it, and I say, I want to pay for it, you have to say, Shemitah's Mishametes, I can't accept it. And if I say, Afal Pikin, I want to pay, so then I'm allowed to pay the money anyways. That's what we learn from Zedvar Shemitah from the Gemara in Gittin, but here we're using it for a different drasha. I don't know if they argue in each other or not. I didn't get a chance again to look around. Okay. Hadralach Kol Nishban. Let's do the last parak. Perhaps the shortest parak in Shas, I think. Let's do it. Gemara says, "New mission, new parak. Last daf of the Masechta. Arba shomrim hein. There are four types of shomrim. Shomer chinam hashol hanose sachar vasocher. One who watches for free. One who borrows. One who is gets paid to watch it. And one who rents out to use it." So Shomer Chinam Nishbalakol. The Shomer Chinam, he swears in everything that he wasn't Pasha, wasn't negligent, it was stolen from him, it was lost from him, but he wasn't negligent at all, he's off the hook. Hasocher, rather Shoel Mishal Mesakol, the Shoel who borrows, pays in every matter, he's not going to be off the hook for anything. Now there are going to be exceptions, this is just really very oversimplified, but there are cases where the Shoel would be exempt, but right now the Mishnah says he's chayv in everything since Kol Hana Shalom. Since the Shoah gets all the benefit, you're doing me a favor by lending me your car. So if something happens, afilu ba'ones, I'm responsible. And then in the middle is nosa sachar v'hasocher. The Mishnah says nishban al shavura v'hashavuya v'hamesa. These individuals, the one who leases out, or the one who's hired to work, he could take a shavua that it broke, or that it was taken captivity, or just died, dropped dead. Then he's going to be off the hook. But he's mishalman es ha'aveda ves geneva. But if it's stolen or lost, he has some level of responsibility more than a shomer chinam. He would have to pay for geneva va'aveda. So amar l'shomer chinam heichan shori. The guy says, goes back to the neighbor who's watching his goat or ox rather. He says, "Where's my ox?" Amar lo meis, it died. But he actually lied. V'hu shenishbar o shenishba o nignav o avad. But it didn't really die. It actually broke its leg, or it got captive, stolen, or it got lost. But he didn't. It didn't really die. He lied. But again, from his perspective, nothing changed. For the Shomer Chinam, whether the animal died or was stolen, he's always off the hook. So nothing is going to change from financially. He's always going to be off the hook. But he just lied anyways in saying it died, even though it broke a leg. That's case one. Or he says Nishbar. He says it broke a leg or something, or the kli broke, but it really happened. Hu shemes o nishba o nigner or of it, or something else happened. Again, nothing financially is changing for him. He's off the hook on any of these claims, but he wasn't accurate in reporting what actually happened. Next case is Nishba. He says it was taken captivity. Hu shemes o nishba o nignav o of it. Or the Nignav, he says it was stolen, but in fact it was a hushemes o nishbar o nishba o of it. It was stolen, or rather it died, or it broke, or it was lost. And the final thing he says, or he says, Avad, it got lost, But that's not actually what happened. It was either Hushames, O Nishbar, O Nishba, O Nignav. So then the owner of the shore says, Mashbircha Ani, swear to me. Vamar Amen, Amen, I swear that that's what happened. He's Pater. Again, the reason why the Shomer Chin is Pater is because even though he lied in what happened, whether he said Mace or Nishbar or Nignav or Abad, he would have been off the hook no matter what. So the Shomer Chin is Pater across the board from that Shuas HaShomer. So then the Gemara says, from paying anything.
What does the guy get to gain, make the guy swear? What's the difference? What
he wants to make sure he's telling the truth.
What's the difference of telling the truth?
Because, you know, what do you mean? If he's lying, Heichan Shori, where's my shore? Amar lo ein yodea. The guy says, I don't know where it is. Ma'atasach, what are you talking about? I don't even know. V'hu shemes, o nishbar, o nignav, o avad. But he says, I don't know what you're talking about. But in fact, he lied because it actually died or it broke or something else happened to him. And then the guy says, Mashpiach ani, make a shur for me. Vamer amen. He says, amen, I swear that this is what happened. He's pater as well. So then he says, this is all by the case of Shomer Chinam again because he's off the hook for everything. Heichan shari, he says, where's my shur? And Amar lo, he says, avad, it was lost. Mashpiach ani, make a shur of Amar amen. He says, amen, I swear that it was lost. But this case, but Adam said, what are you talking about? I wasn't lost. You actually ate it. We saw you eating it. So in this case, Mishal Mesakaren here, since he lied, he actually has to pay, since he's the one himself who ate it. But let's say he didn't have, they were not Adam. Let's say Hoda Miatmo, the Shomer Chinam himself admitted that he had taken it, he lied. So then he's Mishal Mesakaren on the stealing. V'chomesh v'asham, when a person admits to his own shua sheker, he pays chomesh, he has to add on another fifth penalty on top of the keren, plus he owes a carbon asham. Let's say he says, v'heichan shari, he says, where's my ox? V'amar lo nignav, it was stolen. Mashbiach ani, swear to me, amar amen, he's amen. V'edim me'edim also, the edim say, sheganva, you stole it. Mishalim tashlim kefal, since in this case, he actually stole it, he would have to pay double. But if the Shomer Chinam himself admits that, okay, it's really me, I stole it, so then you're Mishalim Karen V'chomesh V'ashim. You pay a Karen, but you don't pay Kefal, as we've seen many times. A person who's Hoda Me'atzmo doesn't pay a Knas. The double penalty, the Kefal, is a Knas. So he's off the hook from the Knas, but since he admitted to a Shavua Sheker, he would have to pay an additional Chomesh and bring a Karbon Asham. Let's say Amar Le'echad B'shuk Heichan Shari Sheganafta. So he says to a guy in the shuk, where's my shore that you stole from me? Hu amar lo ganafti, I didn't steal it. What are you talking about? So we're not talking about shomer anymore. We're talking about stam, a guy who's accused from stealing. Va'edim me'edim also shaganvu. And the edim testify that you did steal it. Mishalim tashlim kefal, he has to pay double, like any regular case of geneva. Tavachu machar, he was told, he was found that he shechted it and he sold the meat. Mishalim tashlim arba v'chamisha, like the pasuk says in the Torah. Let's say ra edim shemimash b'shim v'bon, and Amar Ganafti, Aval lo tavachti v'lo mecharti, ein misham el karen. Let's say Adam say, we saw you rummaging around in that guy's house, but they never accused him of stealing. We just saw you snooping around, and then before the Adam were able to say anything that you stole, he says, okay, right, I stole, but I didn't sell it, I didn't shecht it. So then he would only have to pay karen. Because again, he was never accused of stealing, he was just accused of going into the guy's house and trespassing. So since he admitted to his stealing before he was ever accused of stealing, he's off the hook of kefel as well. The Mishnah now says, last line of the Amud here, Amar L'Shoel, now we're talking about the person borrowing. You say to the Shoel, Heichan, Shari, where's my ox? Amar L'Shoel, he says, Mace, it died. But he actually lied because Hu Shinishbar, O Nishbar, O Nignav, O Avad. Or the Shoel says, Nishbar, the animal broke. Hu Shemes, O Nishbar, O Nignav, O Avad. But something else actually happened to it. Or to case Nishba, V'hu Shemes, O Nishba, O Nignav, O Avad. Or Nignav, he claims it was stolen, but what really happened was V'hu Shemes, O Nishba, O Nishba, O Avad. Or finally, Avad, he says it was lost, but that wasn't accurate. V'hu Shemes, O Nishba, O Nishba, O Nignav. So all these cases, Mashbiach Ani, if the owner says to the Shoel, swear to me. Amar Amen, he says, Amen, I swear, he's potter in these cases. Because the Shoel is not gaining anything from changing from, from Mesa to Nishbar, Nishbar, the same halacha is going to apply across the board. He's not getting. The only time you're chayv at carbon on the Shavuos Shomim, relying on Shavuos Shomim is only if you're gaining something by lying. If you're not gaining anything, the Shavuos Chayv Mamon, whether it's Mace or Nishbar or Avod or Nignav, so since he didn't gain anything, he's going to have to pay no matter what, he's Pater from a Karban on the Shavuot. Let's say the owner says to the Shoel, Hey Chan Shori, where is my ox? Amar lo, ein yodei, I don't know, Matasach, what are you talking about? I deny ever borrowing anything from you. But what happened was, Hu Shemes, O Nishbar, O Nishba, O Nignav, O Nevad, Mashbiacha, Ani, swear to me that you don't know anything about it. Amar Amin, he swears. In this case, you're actually going to be Chayiv, because by him denying it, he's getting himself off the hook of having to pay for anything that he owes. So Amar Lenose Sachar Vasocha, you say to those two middle categories, the guy who either rented it out to use or you've hired him to watch it over. So here, Heichan Shor, you say to the individual, where's my ox? Amar lo meis, it died, but that wasn't accurate, Hu Shen Nishbar O Nishba. Or it was Nishbar, Hu Shen Meis O Nishba. Or he said it was Nishba, but it was actually Hu Shen Meis O Nishbar. Or he says, Nignav Vahusha Avad, but it got lost. Or Avad Vahusha Nignav. So all those cases, the groupings here, you don't gain anything. Either you're Pater, and he says it was Nishbar, but it was actually Meis. Both cases, you're Pater. Or he says it was stolen, but it was actually lost. Both cases, you're chayiv. So even though he's chayiv to pay mamon in that last case, if nothing is changing from his status of chayiv to pater, or pater to chayiv, he's going to be pater from the karban. He has to pay the money in the case of aveder gneva, and he's pater for money in the case of nishbar, nishba, or meis. But again, from the perspective of the shivua, that will not generate a chayiv karban because he didn't gain anything by lying in the cases presented. So then, Mashbiach Ani, swear to me, V'amar Amen, he says, Amen, the Lach is his pater from the Shavua. Let's say, Meis or Nishbar or Nishba, he claims it died, it broke, or got captured, Fushan Nignav or Avad, but what happened was it really got stolen or lost. Now, this case, he's trying to exempt himself. He would be chayv since it was stolen or lost, but he's claiming it was dead, it died. So he's actually getting himself off the hook by making such a false claim, and then it results in Mashbiach Ani. Owner says, swear to me, Amar Amen, in this case he's actually going to be chai because by the initial shvur he took, he actually exempted himself from payment. Now that he's caught lying, he has to pay the mamon because it was avod, and he has to pay a karban for lying in the shvur. But let's say it's the opposite. He claims it was avod or nignav. He says it was stolen or lost, which means he has to pay. But what really happened was, hu shemesh or nishbar or nishbar, it actually died, which case in reality he's really pater from any mamon, but he took a false shvu anyways. Mashbiach ani, swear to me, Amar Amen, the socher says, okay, Amen, I swear, pater, he's pater from a carbon in this case, because he took a shvu, an incorrect shvu, but it actually went against him, it was working against him, so you're pater when the shvu is going to make you chayiv, when that shvu shekers that way. And the Mishnah finally concludes here, saying the principle is as follows, Zaklal. Kol ha-meshana mechova l'chova, umiptur l'ptur, umiptur l'chova, pater. Anytime your shvua is going to not change its status. It means, I'm chayiv no matter what I claimed. I've made a false claim, but the real claim was chayiv. My shvua hasn't changed anything. I'm pater this way, I'm pater that way, I'm pater from a shvua. If let's say I'm really pater, but I made a false shvua and making myself chayiv, I'm making it worse for myself, there also you're pater from the shvua. The only time you're chayiv in a shvua, so the shvua sheker and shomim, is if you go from chova liftor chayiv. If I'm using the shvua to exempt myself from payment, that's the only time you're chayiv a karban for the shvua sheker of the shomim. And then the Mishnah repeats again the klal zeklal kol nishbar lahakal al atzmo chayiv. Any type of shvua that's going to lessen the load from him, make him exempt. In other words, he's chayiv for a karban shvua. But if it's going to lahachmir lo atzmo, it's going to make him more guilty. Pay more than that, he would be putter for making a false shvua. Gemara now says, "Mantan arba shomim." Who is the one who holds arba shomim? That four types of shomim. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Abba Bar Avua, Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir. Amar Le Rav, the Rav Nachman, Mi Ikatana de Les. They arba shomim. Who doesn't hold that? Everyone holds their four shomim. Who holds their not four? Amar Le Hachi Kamin Elcha. This is what I mean to say. Mantan adamar socher kinosei socha adamir. Who says that a socher has the same categorizing as a nosei socher, that a one leasing a property, leasing an animal, is a din of a person who's hired to watch it? Who says it's the same? So Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Rabbi Meir, he... Rabbi Meir, don't we have Rabbi Meir holds the opposite? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us that Socher Ketan Misham, how does a person renting something, how does he pay? Rabbi Meir Omer Kishomer Chinam, Rabbi Meir says, and it's Rabbi Yehuda who holds Omer Kinose Socher. So who says this way? So Rabbi Barvu Ipcha Tanihu Tani, he had the opposite. He taught the opposite, that really Rabbi Meir felt that a socher pays like a shomer sachar, which is exactly like our Mishnah. So Rabbi Meir authored our Mishnah according to Rabbi Bar Havua. Gemara says, Tani hani arba havu, shlosh havu. There are really three categories, not four. Now that we're putting together socher and shomer sachar, that's the same category. Yeah, different people, but it's really the same category in terms of halachas. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, arba shomrim v'dineim shlosha. That's exactly what we mean. There are four types of individuals, but the halachas are three categories of halacha. Okay, then the Gemara quotes, Amar just quotes the Mishnah, different stage of the Mishnah here. Amar the shomer shchinam v'chulei, heichan shori v'chulei, Amar lecha b'shuk v'chulei, Amar the shomer v'chulei, heichan shori, Amar lo eini yodea, ma'ar atasach v'chulei. Okay, Amar Rav. V'kulan p'tur mishua shomrim b'chayav mishum mishua's bitwin. We spoke at all the cases where if the shomer lies in such a way where he's not gaining anything, he's potter from paying a karban on the false shua shomim. But he did take a shua's bitoy, that was incorrect. He lied. He did still took a shua that it was stolen, but it was really lost, or whatever the case is. So he's chayv on the shua's bitoy on making a stam shua's sheker. That's according to Rav. Comes along Shmuel Amar, af paturin mishum shuas bitoy. Rav thinks he's even putter from taking a shuas bitoy. How can that be the case? He took a false shvua. He swore that it was stolen, but it was really lost, or really died. How are you not chayiv a shuas bitoy in that case? So b'may kamithlugi, what's the machlokis here between Rav and Shmuel, whether you're chayiv a shuas bitoy in the case of this shomer? So savar, Shmuel savar lesa bilahaba, and Rav savar isa bilahavahein. The question goes back to what we learned earlier in the Masechta, a good review of what the criteria is of Shavuos Bitoy. Shmuel requires that Shavuos Bitoy has to be l'haba, has to be in the future. These cases are referring to something that happened in the past. What happened to the animal? That's only in the past, then l'sha'avar. So that's not going to be considered a Shavuos Bitoy according to Shmuel. Rav's criteria is that I don't care about l'haba or l'avar. I care about la v'heim. Since you could say, Rashi says, it was nignav or lo nignav, it was stolen or it wasn't stolen, there's a way to say it in the positive. There's a way to say it in the negative that would qualify as a shvus bitoy, and that's why you're chayiv. The Gemara says, v'ha iflugu ba chad zimna. We already have this machlokas elsewhere between Rav and Shmuel. Why repeat the same machlokas here? Ditmar. Shvua shazark ploni tzur aliyam. Shua that I saw Reuven throw a rock into the water. Shua shul zarak. Shua that I didn't see him throw the rock in. Rav Amar Chayiv. Rav says that case is a regular case of Shua's Bito and you're Chayiv. And Shmuel Amar Pater. Shmuel says no. So what's the machlokus here? Rav Amar Chayiv, the Isa B'Lavahein. Since you could formulate that so-and-so Reuven threw the rock or didn't throw the rock, that's a Lavahein, that's a Shavuos Bitoy Lefi Rav. And Shmuel Amar Pater, the Lesser B'Lahaba. It can't be L'Haba, since you have no control what Reuven's going to do, you can only talk about what he has done. But to say what he will do, that's L'Abiyadu. I can say what I'm going to do, that I will throw a rock, I will eat something. But that guy, I've got no control over, that can't be L'Haba, in which case, according to Shmuel, it doesn't qualify as a Shavuos Bitoy. That's the same exact machlokas here when it comes to Shavuos Shomim. Rav holds it does qualify as Shavuos Bitoy, since you could say La Vehein Nigdav Shal Nignav. And Shmuel holds, but since you can't do B'lahaba by Shavuos Shomim, it can't be a Shavuos Bitoy. So that's the same machlokas by the Reuven Ploni Zarekis Atzror. So the Gemara explains, Tzricha, you need both cases of the throwing of the rock and the Shomim. Why? If you only had one case, this is when Rav says this, Mishum d'benafshe kimishtaba, because he's swearing on his own, meaning he was talking about a situation of, this is the case of the throwing the rock. So the case of throwing the rock, so since I on my own, I was willing to take the shvua, maybe only in this case is Rav going to say that la v'hein. You could say it any way you want. Ava b'hach, the Beidina Mishtabele Ema Modele the Shmuel Kidrabi Ami. But when it comes to the case of Shua Shomrim, where Bezdin makes me take a Shua, maybe here Rav would agree to the Shita of Shmuel that you're Potter, like Rabbi Ami. What's Rabbi Ami? Dama Rabbi Ami, Kol Shvua Shadayanim Mashbin also, Ein Chayavim Alea Mishum Shvias Bitoy. There's a claw, we'll get to it in the end, just a few lines, what this means. But whenever Bezdin makes you take a Shvua, and you make a false shua, that can never result. That's never considered a shua's bitur. That's a klal. So since shua shomim is being said in Bezdin, so maybe you shouldn't be chayv a shua's bitur. So we see from here that no, even in this case, he doesn't hold the Rabbi Ami. He thinks it can result in a shua's bitur. Vi itmar baha. If we had only this case of the case of shua shomim, baha kama shmuel. That's where Shmuel says you're pater, since Rabbi Ami holds that any bezdin shua, you're pater from shua's bitur. Ava baha, when the case of throwing the rock, where it's outside of bezdin, ema modi le rav, he would agree to rav that it would be a shua's bitur. Tzricha, even in that case, Shmuel argues and says you're pater from a shua's bitur. So Gemara wants to know now, Gufa, Amar Rabbi Ami, Kol Shavua, Shad Dayanim, Mashmin, also, Ein Bahem, Mishum, Shavua, Shbitwe, anytime Bezdin, the Dayanim, require you to take a Shavua, even if you lie, it will never be considered Shavua's Bitwe. Why? So Gzeir Sarkasa, Shinamar, it says, O Nefesh, Ki Sishba, Levate, Bisfasayim, this is the Pasuk of Shavua's Bitwe, Me'atzmo, Kedvesh Lakish, only when you make a Shavua on your own. Nefesh, Ki Sishba, what's Ki mean? Kedvesh Lakish, Amar Shavua, Shlakish, Ki, the word ki, is mishamish ba'arba lashonos. Ki could be understood in four different ways. E could be if, dilma could be perhaps, ela could be just, like but, and nadah is because. So we see from here, how does he understand the pasuk in this context? Onishba, ki sishba, when, I think it's an E, I think, right? He's saying here in this context? Yeah, if he wants to, it's voluntary. Only a person who takes a voluntary shvua will that be considered a shvua's bitur. As opposed to a shvua mibezdin, that's a chiv, that doesn't qualify as shvua's bitur. That's the raya for shita of Rabbi Ami. The last two lines here to finish the masechta and make a siyum. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kulan Ptur Mishvah Shomim Vachayavim Mishim Shvuz Bitoi Chutz Meini Yodeya Matasach. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you're chayv, what did I do? Sorry? Oh, so Rabbi Eliezer says that everyone's your pater, all the cases of Shvuz Shomim and your chayv in Shvuz Bitoi, in all of the cases, he says the complete opposite, with the exception of a person who denies borrowing everything. What does that mean? The Shoel, the Gneva of Aveda, let's look at Rashi just to make it clear here. Rashi says, where are we? Okay, the chutz me'ein yodeya ma ata sach. Right, so first Rashi says that Rabbi Yelzer holds like Rav, that there can be a shvuas bitoy from a shvuas shomer. Meaning even though the Bezin is making you take a shvua, it can result in shvuas bitoy. So Rashi explains, the katani behu masnis and chayiv, ahu chayiv, so when the case is that it says in the Mishnah Yechayiv, that's talking about Chayiv Shua Shomim, because you denied owing any money. When the Shomer Chinam says it was lost, but he himself ate it. Nignav, where he said it was stolen, but he stole it. The Katani Bamasisin Hodu Matsmo Masham Karen, when he admits on his own, he only pays Karen Vachomish Vasham. Lo Itzrich Leili Reb Lazar, Liminyane the Gavi Hana Chutz. Doesn't need to be taught here. Dabahedya Parishlu, Tana Chomish Vasham Deshua Shom, that doesn't need to be taught. So again, backtrack. Let's go back to the Gemara again. I'm sorry. So Gemara says again, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kulam Batur, Mishvua. Every single person is Pater from a Shvua in the case of the Mishnah. So, like Rav, chutz, except for the case of Ein Yodea Maj Atasach, the Shoel, the case of the Shoel where the guy denies having anything, in that case we're saying he's going to be what?
He's probably Pater.
From Shuas Bitoy?
No, he's Chayiv and Shuas Shomer in that case.
In addition to Shuas Bitoy, probably.
He's Chayiv and Shuas Shomer because he's gaining in that case.
He's gaining, and he's probably also Chayiv and Shuas Bitoy. And the Shoel and the Gnev of Aveda didn't say Sachar. Since they are making themselves exempt in that case, in addition to Shuas Bitoy, he's also Chayiv in the Shuas Shomim. Right, exactly. Okay. Hajjalach Arba Shomim, Vishlik Lach Masecha, Shuas Shkoyach, Mazel Tov, everyone. Say Hajjalach later.